4. Roland sat down with a grimace, then gave Eddie Dean a look which said, clearer than any words ever could have done, "Why do you try my patience?" "All right," Eddie said. "It's just a habit. Quit giving me the look."
"What's a habit, Eddie?"
Eddie thought of his final, bruising, addictive year with Henry less frequently these days, but he thought of it now. Only he didn't like to say so, not because he was ashamed. Eddie really thought he might be past that, but because he sensed the gunslinger's growing impatience with Eddie explaining things in terms of his big brother. And maybe that was fair. Henry had been the defining, shaping force in Eddie's life, okay? Just as Court had been the defining, shaping force in Roland's. But the gunslinger didn't talk about his old teacher all the time. "Asking questions when I already know the answer," Eddie said. "And what's the answer this time?" "We're going to backtrack to Thunderclap before we go on to the tower. We're either going to kill the breakers or set them free, whatever it takes to make the beams safe. We'll kill Walter or Flag or whatever he's calling himself, because he's the field marshal, isn't he?"
"He was," Roland agreed. "But now a new player has come on the scene."
He looked at the robot. "Nigel, I need you."
Nigel unfolded his arms and raised his head.
"How may I serve?"
"By getting me something to write with. Is there such?"
"Pens, pencils, and chalk in the supervisor's cubicle at the far end of the extraction room, Si. Or so there was the last time I had occasion to be there."
"The extraction room," Roland mused, studying the serried ranks of beds. "Do you call it so?"
"Yes, Si."
And then almost timidly, "Vocal elisions and fricatives suggest that you're angry. Is that the case?"
"They brought children here by the hundreds and thousands, healthy ones for the most part, from a world where too many are still born twisted and sucked away their minds. Why would I be angry?"
"Si, I'm sure I don't know," Nigel said. He was perhaps repenting his decision to come back here. "But I had no part in the extraction procedures, I assure you. I am in charge of domestic services, including maintenance."
"Bring me a pencil and a piece of chalk."
"Si, you won't destroy me, will you? It was Dr. Scowther who was in charge of the extractions over the last 12 or 14 years, and Dr. Scowther is dead. This lady, Si, shot him, and with his own gun."
There was a touch of reproach in Nigel's voice, which was quite expressive within its narrow range.